blue, so blue. Mockingbirds are singing around my cabin door. Miss the Mississippi and you. Memories are bringing happy days of yore. Miss the Mississippi and you. Yodelay-hee, yodelay-hee.
Chas Justice from the Joel Savoy's Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round here on Dirty Rice, Dirty Rice, Dirty Rice. I'm Bill, still sitting in with y'all. This is a fine, fine record, this Joel Savoy's Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round. Ladies and gentlemen, we are into the last half hour of Dirty Rice, the Saturday night only portion, which means everything goes. And if you're not listening to the Saints game and you got me tuned in, thank you very much. I'm going to probably go out to the car and tune in and see how bad the boys are doing. Hopefully not too bad because I'm sort of isolated in here. But what we're going to do right now is, as you may as well heard, if you listen to Raoul Bro's Blues Box on Friday morning, Tabby Thomas, the king of the rock and swamp blues over there in Baton Rouge, did, as Tabby himself says, got his hat. He passed away early, early on the 1st of January, early in the morning. In fact, tomorrow, Sunday, the 5th, would have been his 85th birthday. So what we're going to do is play a few Tabby things here, and we're going to reach deep, deep, deep back into the Banana Plantation archives and pull out some Tabby stuff that you have not heard. Ladies and gentlemen, if you never got to see Tabby Thomas, you know that he, well, you're going to get to hear the whole Tabby experience here. You're going to hear songs that the band is sort of learning as they're playing, and you're going to also get to hear Tabby preach a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of the rock and swamp blues himself, this is Mr. Tabby Thomas, recorded live at the Starlight Diamond Lounge in Port Allen, Louisiana, in October of 1994.
Right now, we're going to keep it moving, keep it grooving. We're going to call up this young man, he said, because he had to get back to his club, he got his thing going on. So we're going to get him up here early. He got to go take care of business. This young man put Baton Rouge on the map. People all over the world know about Baton Rouge because of this young man. Shows I tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, how about being nice? Put your hands together. Let's give him a nice round. We're talking about the living legend himself, the one and only Tabby Thomas. Come on, y'all. Tabby Thomas. All right.
Let's get a band a nice hand. Let's get a band a nice hand, everybody. You know, I had some business to take care before I came over here tonight, and I had to come over here to see Ray Bunnell. You know, me and Ray have been good friends many, many years. A lot of people don't know this. They try to put us one against each other, but we've been very good friends. I'm going to do a number for you. This is the Blues Box, the Blues Festival Jam. And I sing the blues. That's all I do. I don't do nothing but the blues. That's all. So I'm going to do this for you. No rehearsal. Long as I've been there. Well, well, long about midnight, when you feel the world has turned you down, when you feel gone, and that no good woman has gone too. Come over here tonight to do something for my good friend Ray Vanille and all the fine musicians. I'm gonna do this right here, try to get into a little groove right here, a little shuffle. We're gonna do it right here and see. One.
Well, I got a girl, she lives up on the hill.
town, she left me a mule to ride. When the train pulled off, the mule laid down and died. But I love my baby, I'll tell the world I do. Well, I love my baby, I'll tell the world I do. Well, I love my baby, I know she loved me too. Well, baby, get your basket, let's go down to the wood. Hey, baby, get your basket, let's go down to the wood. Thank you. You know, we got some very good friends of mine out here tonight. Also, I want to let you know that the blues musicians here in the city of Baton Rouge has been catching hell because they won't play the records on the radio station. That's one of the reasons why we don't have a lot of top blues players, because we don't get the radio play. But I want to let you know that I'm on the radio myself every Saturday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on WBRH. And I'm going to play all the local guys' records, Ray Neal, Kenny Neal, and all of them. So I'm going to do one more number. I generally play the guitar. I generally play the piano. But I don't need to play that tonight, because we got one of the baddest guitar players right here. We got James Johnson. Let's give him a nice hand. James Johnson, let's give him a nice hand. I don't need to play the keyboard, because we got a fine keyboard player. Okay. And we got one of the city's top drummers that can play with any band in the country. I started him out way back yonder when he was 16 years old. He forgot that I'm the one that started him out, had him up there with me in Scotland. I'm talking about Roy Stewart, the drummer back there when he was 16. Let's give him a nice hand. One of the best drummers in the city of Baton Rouge. Top drummer. So I want to say this. I come over tonight. I got to leave in a few minutes. I got to go back to the blues box, because that's where I stay at all the time. But I had to come with my friend. Ray Vanilla is my friend. And I had to come over here tonight and see all you lovely people and let you know that the blues is alive. I love the blues. I'm so glad we see one of my friends from Chicago, Buddy Guy's brother. I saw him in 1983 in Holland. We met in Holland in 83, and you know I love him. And Buddy used to play with me way back yonder. But I'm going to move along now. I'll do one more number. I'm going to get on down, try to do something here with the band, keep the groove going. But we got some hell of a musicians coming up here in a few minutes. I'm moving on now.
Woke up this morning. B-flat, woke up this morning. Woke up this morning. B-flat.
Morning, my baby was gone. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Let's give it to him one more time. Tabby Thomas, y'all. Come on. Tabby. Tabby Thomas. All right.
And ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the Tabby Thomas Experience. If you never experienced it before, that's what it was pretty much like. You got some singing and playing, and you got some preaching in there, too. Live at the Starlight Diamond Lounge in October of 1994. I woke up this morning, bye-bye, baby, and long about midnight, Tabby Thomas, the king of the rock and blues. And if you heard during one of those little sermonizing bits in there, Tabby did have a radio program over on the BRH family of radio stations out of Baton Rouge High School for a while, a number of years, actually, either a two-hour show, and then it got cut down to a one-hour show, but it was excellence in radio, as they say. And in fact, what we're going to do now is we're going to go into one of the outtakes. I'd like to thank Mr. Rob Pear over there for being the engineer and recording all this and passing it on to me. Now, you heard Tabby talking. Well, you're going to hear some more Tabby talking. In fact, this is one of the better-known underground pieces. It has to be heard to be believed. What you're going to get here is part public service announcement, part history lesson. This is Professor Tabby Gets Real and a track we're calling Marco Polo and the Indians.
Oh, a lot of these records you hear, you heard him saying his mother prayed for him every day. They'd be talking about life, and that's what blues is all about, life. And I'm going to tell the young people, you know, school is back in. We got a lot of young people going to school, and I just want to tell them, I know a lot of them out there having a good time and so forth and so on, but whatever you do, don't get involved with drugs and alcohol, especially drugs. A lot of them don't know anything about the drug culture. But Marco Polo was the first drug courier that's known as far as drugs is concerned, because he's the one that discovered the route to China. And when he went to China, that's part of their culture, you know, opium and so forth and so on. And anyway, he discovered this route to China, and he went over and he brought some of that opium and stuff back to England. And what happened, all the rich society people, the barons and the lords and so forth, they were introduced to this type of narcotic. And what happened, everybody, all the rich people was using it. And if you look at some of the old movies, you can see the guys with the long white hair and things they had, they'd be sniffing and going on. That's what they was doing. They was messing with drugs. But drug wasn't designed for poor people. It was designed when it first started for the wealthy people. And so I'm telling a lot of young people, because once you get involved in drugs, it's habitual. And you it's something that you got to have. You got to have it. And really, when you get it, you don't really know what you're doing once you get it. I'm just trying to tell the young people. I know a lot of you out there, and you're going to meet a lot of guys, a lot of people out there telling you this and telling that. But whatever you do, please do not mess with drugs, because once it get hold of you, ain't nothing in the world. And nothing in the world you can do. You're not strong enough to cope with it. So I just want to, I know a lot of young people, I see them, and I see a lot of them come to the club and things like that, you know, and I talk to them every now and then. But you don't want to mess with drugs. Remember that. Try to stay away from alcohol. Young, try to stay away from all these things, because all it's going to do is ruin your life. I want to say one more thing. Rob, I know you. Rob, you know the Indians. Rob, you ever heard this? The Indians used to have a peace pipe, and when the generals would come and talk to them, and they'd have a treaty, when the Indians would sign a treaty with the generals and the big people from Washington, D.C., everybody would have to smoke the peace pipe, and they'd pass the peace pipe around, you know what I mean?
I heard that.
And the peace pipe was loaded with Paiute, Black Moto, Acapulco Gold, different stuff like that, because Indians, everything grew right out there on the plains, you know, and they'd pass that pipe around, man, and the general who was getting ready to sign the treaty, man, he'd be loaded. He wouldn't realize what was going on, and so whatever the Indians couldn't really
talk, and you know, but they'd tell them what they want, this land, we want this. And so the gentleman, he would be high, and he'd just, whatever the Indians say, he would write it down and give it to the Indians. Then when he'd get back to Washington and come down off his high, he realized he didn't sign the wrong thing. Then he'd go back and take the land from the Indians. That's what happened. That's why that's why you read in history that a lot of treaties were broken, because when the general signed these treaties,
they were high.
They were high.
Never heard that.
You didn't know that, huh?
No.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. They got some Paiute stuff that the Indians were smoking. They were smoking it, but the Indians were smart, because the Indians would get them to smoke and give them what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And then when the general and them get back to Washington and sit down with the board and they talk, and he see he made a mistake, then he come back and take what he's supposed to take. So that's what happened. But that's what drugs do, you know. It makes you do things that you don't really want to do. So make sure. Take that as an omit like that. Just think about it. You know, sometimes you think about that. Think about the Indians, what they was trying to do. And what happened to them is backfired on them. And it'll backfire you on drugs, because eventually the police going to catch up with you. Now, we're going to move along with the show. I wanted to pass that on to my young people out there and, you know, and fun. But remember, I'm serious. I'm dead serious about that. Make sure, you know, you get away from, don't mess around with marijuana and all that stuff, because it's not really good for you.
Now, you heard Professor Tabby pontificating on that one, ladies and gentlemen. Marco Polo and the Indians, part history lesson, part public service announcement. Tabby will be missed. Professor Tabby gets real. And we got a little bit more to go out with. Hoodoo King, Dirty Rice, every Saturday night, 8:30 to 10 here on KRVS. We send out a worldwide hoodoo on the internet. KRVS.org. We affect an area from Port Arthur to Port Allen, from the Bujor Arsenal line, passing through the Bunkie Overpass, down in to Cote Blanche Bay, Atchafalaya Bay, Vermilion Bay, all shrimp boats, all rigs, and privateers, yeah, out there in the Gulf of Mexico. Too much black moto. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in.
Be my queen. Baby, I'll buy you everything.
There's something magical about the quality of light in northerly places, and some of that magic shines through the music. Pack your bags and join us as we head northward on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Coming up Sunday evening at 6, here on KRVS.
Finest in classic ska, rock steady, rockers, DJ, dance hall, and dub. It's Jamon. Cecil here, bringing you Southwest Louisiana's longest running reggae tradition, Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. or Saturday mornings from 1 to 3 a.m. and streaming live anytime at krvs.org.
I'm Heather Cole Mullen. Please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music, Thursday at 8 p.m., right here on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in